Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Greetings, I'm Dr. Gary Crow. Welcome to this episode of How to Matter. Do you ever have to deal with people who absolutely, totally drive you up the wall? People who define frustrating? Well, I'd like to talk to you about those folks for a little while. And to put it in some perspective, people who are driving us up the wall might be friends, they might be family members, they might be people at work. Particularly, I can think about a psychologist that used to drive me up the wall. I was an administrator of a mental health center and needed to get reports from the psychologist. And she would take forever to do them. She would work on them and work on them and drive me up the wall. In that same category, I had an administrative assistant that drove me up the wall in exactly the same way. I had a technical guy, an IT guy, who would drive me up the wall. It took forever to get things done. And what I discovered was that they seem to have a few characteristics in common. First of all, they always played it safe. They would take no chances. They would play it safe. They would do things by the book. They put most of their time and energy into worrying and making sure that things stayed the same, that nothing changed. And any time the suggestion was that something should change, they had dozens of reasons why that should never, ever happen. The key is that they also never do anything quickly. They can take forever and a day and simply drive you up the wall by the fact that something that you needed fairly quickly never comes quickly. Also, they avoid responsibility. Nothing is ever their responsibility. They don't have the responsibility to get it done. They have the responsibility from their point of view to simply do things the way they've always done them, to do things according to the book, whatever the book happens to be, and always fall back on that kind of a position. That's why it took so long. That's why they didn't do exactly what you wanted them to do. That's why they continue to drive you up the wall. And their main goal is to take no chances whatsoever. They don't want to run any risk of being wrong, of being incorrect, of being judged poorly. What I would like to do then is to think a little bit about why these people are the way they are. Although sometimes it might seem like these by-the-book players, these people who have to do everything according to process and procedure, are doing it just to aggravate, just to irritate, just to frustrate. But the truth of the matter is that they have very little confidence in their own ability. They think they can do what they do, what they have always done, very well. And they've been reinforced for that. They've been some way rewarded for doing things in a certain kind of way. But they cannot tolerate change. They cannot tolerate risk. They are people who do not have a lot of faith in themselves. And if we begin to understand that the issue is that their self-confidence, their trust in their own judgment, their reliance on being able to do things differently, to deal with change, to deal with the ongoing process of organizations, families, groups, communities, if we understand that they have no ability to trust themselves relative to that, we begin to understand what motivates them. It gives us a somewhat different perspective. It's still very frustrating. It still drives us up the wall. But perhaps we will be somewhat less judgmental, somewhat less quick to come to the conclusion that they're doing it on purpose, that they intend to aggravate us, because they don't. what it is, they tend to want to take no chances, to play it safe, and to rely on doing things the way they've always done them. We could talk about a variety of ways of managing, of dealing with these by-the-book players. We could speak, for example, of being more patient with them, of being more sensitive and understanding, and generally trying to help them feel better about themselves, to have more confidence in themselves. We could also talk about simply holding their feet to the fire, so to speak, to hold them accountable, to say to them, I need that within an hour. What I want is the best you can deliver in an hour. And if you can't deliver it in an hour, then we have a problem. We need to go back to the drawing boards and discuss why you are not able to meet my expectations, why you're not able to meet the needs of the organization, why you're not able to do what needs done right now. And take that more hard-nosed kind of approach. I read a book a few years ago called The Frustration Factor, How to Manage People Who Drive You Up the Wall. And if you want to know more about the techniques and strategies for dealing with the by-the-book players, you might find a copy of that particular publication. What I would like to do, though, is to suggest to you one strategy that I discovered, and I'd like to say that I figured it out all at once, but it took several years before I really began to understand how effective the strategy can be. The folks that we're talking about frequently fall back on saying, that is the procedure, that's the way it's supposed to be done. When I got into the child welfare business, I was frequently told, the state regs say we have to do it that way. That is not the way it's done according to the law in terms of whatever it was I might be suggesting. They would fall back on the law, on state regs, on policy, on procedure, and basically saying, I'm doing it by the book and you have to do it by the book too. What I've discovered then was this. When somebody falls back on that kind of justification for driving you up the wall, simply ask them to see the regulation, to see a copy of the rule, to see the law that says you have to do it this way or you can't do it that way. Basically, show me the book. And what I have discovered time after time is that what they're telling me is simply a rule or regulation or procedure that they have come to believe is true that doesn't exist. When you say, where is the law, where is the procedure, show me in the book where it says that, they are unable to do that. And occasionally they are themselves very surprised to learn that the particular rule or publication or book, if you will, does not even speak to the issue, let alone say you can or cannot, have to or aren't allowed to do that particular thing. So if you find someone who wants to play it by the book, have them show you the book. Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I hope we get a chance to visit again soon.